The Pirates looking for their fourth win in five games, taking on the Cardinals. The young fans in Pittsburgh ready for this one. We pick up the action in the fifth. Max Moroff at the plate in a 1-1 game facing Carlos Martinez.
Here's a home run, and this ball game is untied if it's fair. It is fair. It hits the foul pole off the bat of their leadoff hitter here in the fifth inning. Max Moroff, his first of the year in this game, is 2-1 Pittsburgh. Whew, that was a bullet, wasn't it?
Didn't take long, and it's only 320 feet to the foul pole.
Swing and a line drive into center field is a base hit, and the Cardinals are going to tie this game. So here it goes at third base easily. As Martinez comes through with his seventh run batted in of the year. And that's their third hit in the inning, and it ties the game. He could feel the air go by.
Here's a swing and a drive. That's hit well to left field. Back to the track. The wall. It's a goner. It's a goner for Molina. As Nicasio gives up his first home run of the year, the Cardinals lead 3-2 in the eighth.
He hadn't given up a home run, huh?
He has now.
He might give up back-to-back jobs. And the pitch to the Pirates shortstop. Here it is. Swing and a line drive down the left field line is fair, and this game is tied as Mercer goes to second base. Throw is too late, an RBI double. Big difference trying to get that final out, isn't it, John?
Sure is, Mike.
Big time.
It's a different game in the ninth inning.
And Cecil delivers. Swing and a base hit, and the Pirates win this game in the bottom of the ninth as they score twice, and they win it 4-3.
The Pirates win for the fourth time in five games, walking off on the Cards 4-3. Adam Frazier collects his first career walk-off hit. He finishes 6-for-12 in the three-game series. Max Moroff hit his first big league homer in the win. The Cardinals come up short against the Pirates. Manager Mike Matheny spoke after.
You know, the first play, I know that's one Paul wants to make. But I tell you, he'll make that and has been making that play very consistently, and that kind of put him up against the wall and get down into some big at-bats. They needed big hits and pulled off the double and then the game winner, breaking balls. And the breaking ball's been very, very good lately, and you know, he has been extremely sharp, and I can imagine that's going to continue.
A couple pitches, it looked like just mislocation on the base hits. You know, he was hoping to put them outside.
Yeah, I haven't seen him yet, but, you know, you saw the first pitch to Frazier, the breaking ball, how he looked. You could tell that one had that sharp bite that Brett has had lately, that the guys just aren't getting the good part of the bat, too. So I imagine the one that he hit had a little more of the play, maybe not quite the bite, but he's been extremely good lately, and that's why we had him in that situation.
Anything up to that point, though, seemed to be kind of a classic game for you guys.
Yeah, it did. Did a great job, you know, making plays. You know, we had some other damage out there, and that guys, a lot of guys on base that we left. The double plays hurt us. But, you know, just kind of keeping your head down and playing good baseball. And then, you know, Yadi coming through big for us, give us that lead, give Carlos an opportunity to take the win. Rosie was terrific again. And, you know, just you know, those one-run ninths are hard anywhere, and they seem especially hard here.
So you're four hits and three of them infield hits. Is that part of his speed where maybe defenders tighten up for a split second?
Yeah, there's no question that's something that, you know, we get reports on. He gets a lot of those, and I think defenders have to, you know, quicken things up, and you know, that's putting pressure on the defense. And then he has the ability to find the barrel too. Just, you know, this guy has the ability to make things happen like we'd seen when he'd been up here previously, and just an exciting player to watch.
If he can do that consistently,
yeah, I don't know right now. He's going to get regular playing time right now. He's got opportunity, and so we're going to keep firing him in there, and then we'll just see how it plays out. I don't want him to get too far ahead of himself, but know that, yeah, you throw four hits up there every night, you're going to have a chance to keep playing. But I know, too, he has the ability to drive the ball early in the count, but he has that that kind of speed that when he does have a missed hit, and I think it's a great reinforcement for him once he gets down the count, gets the two strikes, put the ball in play, and you know, he'll make things happen. But you know, we needed a big day from him, and we got it.
How many bases do you think he got because he rushed them and pick off his two bases?
Yeah, it's just pressure on the defense, nonstop pressure on the pitcher. He gets on second base and jockeying around, and you can never, it's one of those intangibles. You can't really measure exactly how much distraction he provides to where the guys are getting better pitches at the plate. I mean, all those things we don't take for granted.
I asked you about Rosenthal before the game, and it was more of the same today. I know he hits the batter, but he's efficient after that.
Yeah, he was great. Yeah, just still same thing, just nice and easy, right? We're going to have to obviously give him a little rest now, but we needed him right there, and he came through big.
Brett Cecil struggled in relief for St. Louis. He talked after the game.
No, I don't try and think about that stuff. While I'm out there pitching, and Paul even said, "Hey, man, I'm sorry, I got to make that play." I said, "Dude, even if you make the play, it's going to be a tough play regardless." I said, "It's just unlucky." I told him, I said, "I could have made better pitches too." But just one of those things. If he makes it, it's a great play, and just unlucky.
What did you think of yourself? It seemed like you had good movement, but I noticed a couple of pitches. Gotti's holding the glove here, and you weren't locating that well.
Well, the changeup I threw to Mercer, I think it was. I thought it was a good first pitch changeup. I mean, I'm not trying to bury it in that situation, and I just put a good swing on it. The only pitch I really wish I could have back is obviously the last pitch, the curveball, just kind of hung over the middle of the plate. And the first one was really good. I was just trying to do the same thing, get it over the plate, and then get it down in the zone. But just hung up there a little bit.
Up next, the Cards begin a series on the road against the Mets on Monday.